And number 13, compare and contrast the uses of between groups and within groups ANOVA models. The design is different for between groups and within groups models. Now, I know the language overlaps, but let's make sure we understand how and why that language overlaps. A between group ANOVA is applied to a between groups design because that between groups ANOVA is set up to compare the means of two groups represented by different people. So a between groups ANOVA uses a between groups research design. A within groups ANOVA is used when you want to compare the means of two groups that are represented by the same people. And later in the course, we'll show you how the ANOVA model for between and within is different and explain this a little more. But the statistics are set up with different assumptions about where the data come from. That's why you will sometimes see a between groups ANOVA referred to as an independent groups ANOVA. It assumes those two sets of data are independent of each other. And a within groups or repeated measures ANOVA will sometimes be referred to as a dependent groups ANOVA, because it assumes that there are relationships between one of the scores in this group and one of the scores in that group. And the reason the scores are related is they come from the same person. And that's what's known as a lack of independence in statistics. The null hypotheses, all the data, are still one qualitative variable and one quantitative variable. That qualitative variable is known as the IV, or groups, or conditions, or treatments. The quantitative variable is known as the DV, or the outcome, or the response variable. The null hypothesis is the same for both, that the groups have the same mean. And statistically, they have the same range of values from 0 to infinity, and a p-value means exactly the same thing for both. Now this next set of